tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday. This is September 29th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, the Tigers are going to Cleveland to be in the wild card game against the Cleveland Guardians Indians. I cannot get used to calling them Cleveland Guardians Indians. Why? Well, they clinched a playoff spot, but they lost the last game of the season yesterday to the Boston Red Sox 4-3. Had they won that game, because Cleveland went into extra innings with Texas Rangers and won, pulled it off 9-8 in the 10th inning, they now are the winners of the Central American League Central Division, stealing the division from the Detroit Tigers because of all the games the Tigers lost this month. That losing streak put them with the same exact record going into the last day of the season yesterday. By losing to Boston 4-3 and Cleveland winning 9-8 in the 10th inning over Texas, they claimed the division. They are the division champs. So they get to host at home in Cleveland our Detroit Tigers. Had the Tigers beaten Boston yesterday, we would be playing Cleveland at home at Comerica Park, where we have a much better home record than we do on the road. So the bottom line, they basically screwed up, but they're in. So now, the other component to this, they gave Tarek Skubal the break yesterday. They let him get a couple extra days rest before he starts the game against Cleveland on Tuesday. He has got to win that game tomorrow. Because if he does, then it basically becomes a home field advantage for us leaving Cleveland, coming back to Comerica Park. This was so complicated, so convoluted. It came down to waiting to see who won that game in Cleveland. We had to win. Cleveland had to lose. Well, we lost and Cleveland won. So, anyway, we're in the playoffs is the bottom line. We have to go into Cleveland on Tuesday. Tarek Skubal has to win. Period. End of story. If he doesn't win that game coming back to Comerica Park, well, they're going to be under a deficit and may get knocked out in the first round. And I got to be honest, based on the way they've been playing, they don't deserve to be winners in the postseason. The absolute horrific collapse that they did this last month of September, even starting way back in August, is just one for the history books. The absolute biggest collapse in American League history heading into the playoffs. So Let's see if they can get a fresh breath of fresh air and go into the playoffs with a better attitude. And let's see what happens on Tuesday night in Cleveland. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Yes, I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this Monday. Again, disappointed in the end of the season, but 162 games is what it came down to. Can't believe after that many months of baseball, that many games, it comes down to the last game of the season, but it did. So that's where we're at. Meanwhile, the Detroit Lions got off to a rough start, first game of the season. The rust was on. They didn't play any of the starters during the preseason so that they didn't want anybody to get hurt. They went into Lambeau Field on a sunny, beautiful day, opening day, and got their butts kicked by the Green Bay Packers. Well, whatever adjustments they made, they fixed it. They beat Cleveland in Detroit yesterday. at Ford Field. It was a spanking. It was a great game. Defense was awesome. They figured out the offense against Cleveland's really actually pretty good defense, and they won, and they're now 3-1. So hopefully, maybe, that opening day loss to Green Bay was motivation for them to basically regroup and get their act together. Because I believe they're actually a pretty good team. They've got some great talent. They've got new coordinators, both offensive and defensive. But they seem to be now hitting their stride. So we'll see. They go into Cincinnati, Ohio to play the Bengals next Sunday. So that's your sports update from Trucker Randy's perspective, for what it's worth. And greatly appreciate and enjoy baseball again tomorrow night in Cleveland. The Tigers in game one of the wild card playoff season starts tomorrow night in Cleveland. Going to talk about the budget deal. Today, they're in session. Normally, Mondays, they're gone. They're not there. But today, they are there. They're going to start at 10 o'clock this morning. And we're going to see the budget process unfold before our eyes. I'm going to be monitoring MERS News Service, Gongware News Service, Lansing State General, MLive, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press throughout the show today, live 9 to noon. We will see where this goes. We'll see where this happens. But the first step in getting this budget deal done, hopefully today, maybe tomorrow, before the stroke of midnight, is going to be target numbers. Target numbers for the fiscal year 2026 budget have been reached, according to MERS News Service. The release of spending limits for each state department has now set off fast and furious negotiations among the various appropriation subcommittee chairs. See, the way this works, folks, you have the House Appropriations Committee as a whole. You have the House controlled by 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. In the Senate, you have the Senate Appropriations Committee, and that's controlled by 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. Each chamber has their committee, and then they break it down into subcommittees for every single department. I believe there's 14. Each department is assigned a subcommittee. Now, because the Republicans control the House, all of their committees and subcommittees have Republican chairs. In the Senate, which is controlled by the Senate Democrats by one seat, they control, the Democrats control all the chairmanships and chairs of subcommittees for the same 14 bureaucratic state departments. So this is a two-chambered system, and it requires two separate committees, House and Senate committees, and then each subcommittee within that chamber. While the Senate still has in its chamber House Bills 4161 and House Bill 4162, what are those two House bills? Well, back in March, the House Republicans affectionately called their two bills, House Bill 4161, 4162, shutdown prevention plan. In case the logistics of throwing together the final details of what is looking like going to end up being an $80 billion budget for next year. Now, that was something that I was totally against. I did not want to see an 8 in front of any other number, even if it was a 0. I wanted to see the budget in the 70s, $70 billion range, the range that the House Republicans, when they got back from summer break, they passed a $78.5 billion budget proposal. That's what I wanted approved. They had done their due diligence. They went through it line by line. They did a great job. They found a bunch of cuts they could make and save us, the taxpayers, a lot of money, roughly about $5 billion. Well, it appears that evidently they may have to have compromise in order to get some Democrats to vote for the road funding deal. Road funding, major road funding formula, permanently every single year going forward must be met. Now, Speaker Hall and even the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, wanted $3.1 to $3.5 billion for this road funding deal. Well, because in order to get that much money, that much revenue, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's idea of increasing a wholesale tax on marijuana that would generate money was a no-go for 10 House Republicans. 58 Republicans, 10 said no, you got a new tax, not voting for it. So as a result, they only had 48 votes. It takes 56. So what did the speaker do? He got a hold of the Democrat minority and said, we're short. Can you get some of your Democrat people to vote for this road funding deal without raising taxes? Well, it appears that they might be willing to do that, but not at that much taxation. The governor and the legislative leaders would prefer all sides iron out the details of a final budget deal, which they worked on over this weekend, and bring it out to vote for it either later today, Monday, or tomorrow, Tuesday at the latest. Friday's actions came after the House took the first steps in passing a $1.85 billion long-term road funding plan, which was the key to unlocking the final budget deal. Why is it only 1.85? Because it does not include any increased taxes. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer put out a statement that the agreement struck by the House Republicans, along with the Democratic Senate, and her puts us on a path to lowering costs, fixing the damn roads. You know, she's got to get her campaign slogan in there from 2018 and 2022, and passing a balanced budget, bipartisan budget, before October 1st, which is actually technically the stroke of midnight tomorrow night, Tuesday. So what's the bottom line takeaway of all this? I've been following this every single day since January, when the House Republicans took the gavel from the Democrats. Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, Speaker of the House, is gone. He handed the gavel over to the Republican, Matt Hall. Matt Hall went through and restructured all of the chair assignment because they have the majority. He picked people to be chair for the House Appropriations Committee. They together worked on getting the subcommittee's chairs in place. I've been following this process every step of the way. And honestly, I didn't think they were going to get it done. That's why they passed in March House Bills 4161, 4162, shutdown prevention plan, basically a continuing resolution of this year's budget, $20 billion to keep the government open. Well, here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. The Republicans compromised. If they end up with a budget for this next fiscal year, 2026, with an 8 in the front, I'm going to consider it a complete failure. Matt Hall, if you're listening, Republicans, if you're listening, make it 79.5. Don't have an 8 in front of the budget number for 2026. If you do it, you lost your spine, you compromised too much, it's wrong for the taxpayers of Michigan. It's that simple. It's that simple. Now, one last potential could be where they allocate certain money away from the school aid fund that could possibly get the House road funding plan, as well as the Democrats going along with it and the governor, to get it up to $2 billion a year. Right now, they're at 1.85. They're not that far away. You're talking $150 million. They can find $150 million somewhere. Get the road funding, long-term road funding number to $2 million and keep the overall number out of the $80 billion number. 79.5, whatever. Get it passed in the House, send it to the Senate. This is the budget. Pass it, send it to the governor. Bipartisan balanced budget is done before the stroke of midnight tomorrow night. If you don't do that, you gave up too much. You compromised too much, and you're not showing us that you guys are serious about saving taxpayer dollars, any money here in the state of Michigan. This is on you, House Republicans. So Ken Borton, if you're listening to the show right now, or you're going to be hearing the broadcast, rebroadcast early tomorrow morning when you go for your walk, you need to think about it. Because this is definitely going to be a campaign issue for you guys next year in 2026. You got the majority for a reason. Donald Trump won his election on November 5th, 2024, and you won yours and got back the majority in the House. You need to act like you got the majority. We're not that far away. Final deal details of roughly an $80 billion budget for next year? No, wrong number in the front. It needs to be a 7. $1.85 billion for long-term road funding? Needs to be a 2. You change those two numbers. Road funding starts with a $2 billion, and the total budget starts in the 7s. You probably won't be primaried. You don't do it. I'm just warning you, you could be primaried next year because you didn't lead. You compromised too much, and you allowed the Senate Democrats and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, to beat you in this negotiation process. You failed. It's that simple. Those are the numbers. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's